Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Divination. Divination is a podcast and YouTube show by Elegant Themes, a proud leader in the premium WordPress theme and plugin market. As always, the goal of Divination is really simple. We want to provide you with the knowledge, insights, and supportive community that you need to be successful with WordPress and Divi. I'm your host, Nathan B. Weller, and as your host, it's my job to facilitate that process. So to that end, in today's episode, I'm going to share with you 10 conversion rate optimization techniques that you can test out with Divi's new feature, Divi Leads. In this Divi Quick Tip, I'm going to show you 10 different conversion rate optimization techniques that you can test with Divi's new split testing feature, Divi Leads. So I've separated these conversion rate optimization techniques into two categories, design and copy. Design, of course, being design tweaks that you can test, and copy meaning the word choices that you make when you're writing text for things like headlines and buttons. First up, in the design category, we're going to create a test for color variations, specifically on a pair of buttons. So most things that I've read about in terms of using color to increase conversions has included statements such as red is the color that converts the best. While other people say, no, red's not that magic bullet that people claim it is, really what converts best is simply the button that stands out. So thankfully, we don't have to guess. We can test. Here's how. So for this A/B test, what we're going to do is compare the effectiveness of a green button versus a red button. And you can see with my page preview here that I've already got a section here with a green button set up. And now we need to create the variant, the B version, if you will, for this A/B test. So on the back end, you can see I've got a section here. Now this could be, you know, I could do any number of things. I could have created a full width header here. I could use a call to action, but I chose to make a standard section using specifically this module, which is the new button module or the newish button module, just because I wanted to test specifically a button module versus a button module. But again, you could do a full width header or a call to action and test those modules against each other as well. So what I want to do here is literally all I want to do is change the button color. So I'm going to right-click on the button module and say split test. And it's going to ask me what my goal is, so what action do I want to track, and that's going to be people clicking on the green button. So select that. It's going to create a duplicate of that module. And now, so I have version 1 and version 2, so I'm going to go in the settings of my version 2, come down here to the admin label, and I'm going to call that red button. And then make sure I go to the advanced design settings and actually change the color. So let me go over here and get a nice red. Preview that. So now we've got a red button variant there. Obviously, the audience or your visitors, rather, they're not going to see both of these at the same time. They'll either see one or the other. And as soon as I hit publish, this A/B test will start. So the test is now underway, and all you really need to do is wait for data to come in. So I might be able to force it just a little bit here. So let me view page. And I'm showing the green button, so I'm going to click on it. It takes me through to here. And now if I refresh this page, it might show me some data. All right, yeah. So we can see as soon as we start to get data that some back-end color coding starts to happen, and we see that the green button, after one person has seen the options and clicked on one of the buttons, that it has 100% click-through rate. So that's the clear leader after one person. Obviously, you'll want to run your test for a long time, at least long enough to make sure that your results are statistically significant. And you can track all that by going to this little icon right here. This is your split testing stats. And as long as your test is running, you'll be able to track stats here for last 24 hours, last 7 days, last month, and all time. You'll also be able to see your reads, bounces, goal engagement. This is a lot of really, really great information here. And you kind of get a summary of your data for each one down here at the bottom. And this is going to be what you want to track to make sure that as your split tests go along, that you're actually picking the one that's going to work best for you. For our next design test, we're going to add a trust symbol, such as a padlock that represents security, to a pricing table we've created and see if that affects our conversion rate. So to perform this split test, what I'm going to need to do is create a variant of this row in which this pricing table is in and include right here where there's actually a divider on the back end. I'm going to replace this divider with an image, a little trust symbol. I'm going to use a security symbol and see how that might affect conversions down here. So here on the back end, you can see I've got a section, row, and then here are my modules within that. We have our text that was up top, divider, pricing table, divider. So what I'm going to do is actually just split test this whole row. And my goal is going to be this pricing tables module right here. And what I want to do is down here in row two, so I want to go to the pricing table module, this divider module, and I want to substitute that out for something else, an image. Move it into place, and I'll actually want to preview that here. So here's variant one up top, no trust image or trust icon, and then here it is bottom, and I've placed my security image right here. And the whole goal here, which I've set up, is to see how adding this image affects interaction with this module, the pricing table module. And once I save that, I can go to publish. And as soon as I hit publish and it finishes here, finishes updating, that split test is now running and I'll be able to get stats on it here as people interact with it. Another common best practice recommended for conversion rate optimization is that on landing pages, you include images of people smiling. Well, if that's true for you and your business, then there's a pretty straightforward test that you can run with Divi Leads. So for this test, what we're going to do is compare the effectiveness of a non-smiling face versus a smiling face or a person with a smiling face here on this signup form, how many conversions it can increase or decrease based on the model we have here. So what I'm going to do on the back end is come in here and I'm going to split test this module. This is my image module with the non-smiling person in it right now. So right click, split test, and then I'm going to select my goal as the email opt-in form. And it gave me a variant here of my non-smile image. And so what I want to do is come down to the settings. I'm going to change this to smile image. And then come up here and actually change the image out. So there's my nice smiling person. Save and exit. And so now I have two versions. And when I publish, that test will go live. And because it's just a straight A-B split test, there's not multiple variants. Half my visitors are going to see the non-smile. Half my visitors are going to see the smile. And I'm going to get all the data right here in the back end on which one is better at converting signups on my email opt-in form. And all that's going to happen right here, just as you saw with the other ones. Often accompanying the previous best practice is the idea of directional cues. So not only should you include a smiling face, but the gaze of the person in the image should be directed at what you want your site visitor to see and take action on. So to test this, we can basically repeat the last test, but this time, instead of one smiling face versus one non-smiling face, we can use two smiling faces, with one providing a directional cue with their eyes and or hands. So for this test, we want to compare directional cues versus non-directional cues. So right now we have a smiling face. Let's just say for the sake of this video that this is the winning test out of our non-smiling versus smiling split test from the last section. And then now what we want to do is test that one against, say, like a directional cue, which would be her smiling and looking at the sign-up form, which is the action that we want people to take. So let's see what that looks like on the back end. So once again, same setup on the back end. This time when I right-click and split test the smile image module, again, I want to set the email opt-in as my goal. And when I come over here to edit this, I'm going to go down here and rename this directional, and then come up and select a different photo. So now I have two versions of the photo, and this is, of course, going to be slid up right into this position for those who visit the page. They won't see these stacked on top of each other. They'll see just one at a time. And just as with the other examples that I've shown you so far, all we need to do to start this split test is publish the page. If it was already published, I would just update it. So I'll hit publish. And I can go ahead and view the page. So now half my visitors will see this version and half will see the version with her pointing and looking at the signup form. And I'll go ahead and sign me up. Okay. So now if I go back here, update the page, we've got some results to look at here. And of course, you can track all of your results right here in the split testing statistics. Finally, to wrap up our design split test, let's test the effectiveness of video versus still images in achieving conversions. So I don't know about you, but I'm always hearing about how video is the ultimate content format for marketing. Well, you can put it to the test on your site and see for yourself. Here's what to do. So for this test, we want to see what is going to be more effective in getting people to click this buy now button right here, a still image or a video. So on the back end, we can go to our full width slider settings here. And we can see that when we click on brand new product, we scroll down here, that's our still image. So what we want to do is experiment with a split test that replaces that image with the video. So we'll get out of here and go ahead and right click on that full width image slider and split test it and make that our goal. So now we have two variations. I need to go to the second one. I'm just going to name this first one still image. And the second one video. And we're going to remove the image and add a video link here. So we now have two versions, one with the image, one with the video. Save and exit. And as soon as we hit publish, that A/B test is running. Okay, so those are just a few design-related conversion rate optimization tests that you can run on your Divi website using Divi Leads. but the possibilities are endless. Feel free to research other conversion design best practices and test them with Divi Leads to make sure that you're doing what's right for you. So next up, we're going to focus on some small changes that you can make and test in your web copy to improve conversion rates. Let's check it out. So one of the biggest tips that you'll hear concerning effective on-site copy is that you should display social proof. What this means is that you should show in one form or another that other people find your products, services, or content valuable, sending the message to new site visitors that they should too. So there are a couple ways that you can accomplish this. You could display large social share or social follower counts, or you could display the endorsement of someone who is widely considered influential or authoritative in your niche. So for this test, we've got a business product or a business book, and we're giving it away in exchange for signups. And what we're testing is whether or not positive social proof, in this instance, an endorsement by a prominent business person, Richard Branson, will increase these signup forms. So the first version is with the social proof, and the second version that we're going to create will be without it. So here's how you do that. On the back end here, you can see that we have our module set up here so that we have the header up top. This is our image. We have the book download, the email opt-in form, and the social proof right here. And so what I want to do is actually because I'm going to delete one of these modules here, I'm going to split test this whole row. I'm going to make the email opt-in form my goal. And row one is collapsed up here. You can see row one, and I'm in row two. So what I'm going to do for row two is just delete the social proof. And so on the other side, what that's going to look like is we'll have one with and one without. And of course, as I've been saying, your visitors are not going to see them stacked on top of each other, but for purposes of preview mode, that's how it's displayed on the back end for you. So you can see the two versions. All right, so save and exit. And just as before with all the others, I just need to, only thing I need to do to get this up and running is just publish the page, or if it's already published, to click update. Next up, we're going to create a split test for price variations on a standard pricing table. So what I've got here is a section with a pricing module in it and pricing tables module in it. And what I want to do is see if different prices will result in more sales. So on the back end, what I can do is come down here to my pricing tables module, and I can right click on it. I can choose to split test it. I want to choose the pricing tables as my goal. And on my number two variation down here, I'm just going to get in here and change things up a bit. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to delete one and see if people prefer just the three options instead of the four. So that'll be my test this time around. So we've got four or three. Which one converts better? That's going to be my test. I could also just as easily change all these prices or one of these prices, or instead of basic, personal, developer, lifetime, I could choose to say bronze, gold, platinum, or something along those lines, and see if just some different terminology fits better. So these are all different types of ways that you could use just simple copy changes to potentially improve your conversions on a pricing table using A/B testing. So save this, and we now have two variations of this module. And all we need to do to get the A/B test rolling is publish it. When it comes to online copywriting, one of the most important skills that you can master is creating great headlines that grab readers' attention and get them to act, something that's much easier said than done. Thankfully, writing effective headlines just got a whole lot easier with Divi, because now with Divi Leads, you can pit two or more headline variations up against each other and see which one wins out. So for this test, we're just going to be seeing how a simple headline or heading, just this text, schedule a tasting, how a variation on that might improve the click-through rate on this button right here. For this scenario, I just imagine that there's a brewery that's trying to schedule tastings, and that's how they really get a lot of loyal customers, is they schedule tastings. People come in, they give them a really great experience. What might they do on this section to improve people wanting to learn more about these tastings? So on the back end here, what I can do is click on this full width header right here, which is the module that I'm using, and split test it. Set that module as my goal because I want people to click through on it. And then for my second one, go to the settings and change this heading, this title. And let's do something a little different. Pretty hard to say no to that. I can see what that looks like. So top one, schedule a tasting. Free beer is just a click away. And save that. And all I have to do to get that split test rolling so that when visitors come, half see one, half see the other, is publish that thing. Now let's shift our focus specifically to the copy used within our call to action buttons. So let's say you're considering the validity of switching your business model from a standard premium model to a freemium model. So to test this, you wouldn't really need to overhaul your whole business and hope for the best. Instead, you could create a split test on your page to see if that option appeals to your visitors. To do that, we're going to employ something called benefit-rich copy, or copy that de-emphasizes hard-selling words or phrases like buy now in favor of phrases that highlight a reward or benefit for taking action that has no risk attached, something like start your free trial. We're going to test the copy start your free trial instead of buy now on these buttons and see if that improves the conversion rate. To do that, on the back end, we just need to come down here to the pricing tables module, right click on it, split test, select the pricing tables as our goal because that's where we want people to interact. And then we can configure our variation. So let's come into each module here, and right here where it says button text, I'll replace it with start your free trial. Save that, and it's all ready to go. Really simple as that. And of course, just as with all of these, if I wanted to, I could add more variants. All I would have to do is duplicate, and then I have a third, and I could come in here and put really anything I want as another variant, and I could do that as many times as I want. I could run 50 variants on this, but because you need to have enough traffic to justify that many variables, it would just take a really long time for most people to get a good test result. So I'd recommend sticking to probably one or two at a time, or maybe three or four at the most, unless you have just a ton of traffic and you're able to do more than that and get good results. So I'm going to exit out of that and I'll go ahead and run this split test on the two of these options, and all I need to do to get that going, as always, is just publish the page. And finally, for our last Divi split test example, we're going to test unconventional button copy to see if adding a bit of personality boosts conversions over standard button copy, such as subscribe or learn more. So for this test, we want to see if using a bit of unconventional copy on this button right here might not result in better conversions. To do that, we need to go to the back end, And we're going to want to split test the email opt-in form itself. So I'm going to right click on that, split test it, choose it as my goal. And now that I have a variant down here on my second opt-in form, I'm going to go to the button text. I'm just going to change that up a little bit, something maybe with a bit more personality. So now we have two versions. We have standard subscribe, and then we'll also have a button that says, yes, send it to me. So something with a bit more personality. And you can obviously make that anything you want. That's just kind of off the top of my head. So it's not very, I guess, elegant or... it's not very elegant, but it will get the job done for an example. So save and exit. So now I have my two forms here, and all I need to do to start that split test is publish. Well, that's all for this episode of Divi Nation. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to reading and responding to your feedback. If you have any questions about what I covered in this episode, feel free to drop them in the comments section wherever you're watching or listening to this, whether that's on Facebook, YouTube, or on our blog. And I'll do my best to respond to you in a timely manner. You can also email me directly at podcast@elegantthemes.com. Once again, thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you all around the community, as well as next week on Friday with a brand new episode of Divi Nation.